This is Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour. We're so glad that you're in our radio audience today, and we want to continue a study which we began last time of the raising the question, has science made a back number of the Bible? I raise this question. I regard it as a very important question because we live in a day of the exaltation of natural science. Accompanying with that is skepticism, modernism, and liberalism, a rejection of God as the one true living God, creator of heaven and earth, creator of man, and a turning aside to atheistic humanism, to skepticism, to modernism, to rejection of Jesus Christ as the Son of God. As a result, people are left at sea, not knowing from which port they have come, not knowing where they are on the ocean of life, and not knowing to which port they are going. I raise the question, is this a good situation? Has science really made a back number of the Bible? What is the Bible anyway, and what is its place and function? What is science? So let us begin, first of all, by considering the fact that science has not made a back number of the Bible by raising the question of what science is, what it can do, what are its limitations, and what can it do so far as the Bible is concerned? What is science? Actually, it is the sum of knowledge gained by the use of the scientific method. I regard this as a proper understanding of this matter. There are those who claim that science cannot gain any knowledge at all. But the Bible does not make such a mistake as to hold that man cannot gain knowledge of the empirical world about him. For instance, the Apostle Peter on the day of Pentecost said in Acts chapter 2, verse 22 beginning, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God unto you by mighty works and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, even as ye yourselves know. Him being delivered up by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye by the hand of lawless men did crucify and slay, whom God raised up, having loosed the pangs of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it, whereof we all are witnesses." Now notice plainly that the Apostle Peter here, guided by the Holy Spirit, makes clear that the men to whom he was speaking, the Jews there in Jerusalem, had been able to see the miracles which Jesus had performed, and that it was a matter of knowledge with them. Then he pointed out that we, that is the apostles who were speaking that day, were witnesses of the resurrection of Christ, and therefore it's clear that one can gain knowledge of the external world in spite of the contentions of philosophers and philosophers of science and the contention of scientists so-called. And so, there is such a thing as scientific knowledge. Well, what can science do? It can observe facts. By induction, it can form theories. By deductions, make predictions which can either be verified or discounted. Now, this is not to say, for instance, if scientists are involved in an experiment in which they are determining to ascertain the amount of acceleration that is involved in a body in a vacuum, that is 32 feet per second square, that someone may not someday find out that it's 32.0009 someday. But one can certainly know that the rate of acceleration, or the law of gravity as it's usually called, is somewhere within the range of, say, 34 feet per second square and 30 feet per second square. That is not a mere guess. It isn't mere probability. It isn't something that's going to be shown to be wrong. And so what are its limitations? It cannot really answer why. That is in the sense of origins. Why is this here? From where did it come? Now, science can deal with the changes of the forms of things that are already here. That is, things that are already existing. But science cannot determine how the world got here, whether it's created by God or not, functioning strictly as a scientist. This is a philosophical and or revelational problem. But our time's gone for today. I hope you'll be back with us next time as we continue our study of the limitations of science in connection with religion. Until then, may God bless and keep you is our sincere prayer. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes.